You know the old joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Well, next Monday night, high school kids from around the country who have practiced very hard will sing on the stage of Carnegie Hall as part of the National High School Choral Festival. Jeff London has been following the progress of one of the four very lucky high school choirs chosen to participate. He has the first of two reports.
One, two, one, sing.
It's a cold, gray Saturday morning in mid-January in Bentonville, Arkansas. 30 students have gathered in the choir room to rehearse Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, and they're throwing themselves wholeheartedly into the Russian composer's thorny score. Senior Michelle Carter says when the students first encountered the piece, they didn't know what to think.
Our initial reactions were mixed, but they were all varying between shock and almost horror until we finally started to get into the music and realized that it was really an amazing masterpiece.
In 2 months, these same students will be performing Symphony of Psalms, as well as Francis Poulenc's Gloria, on the stage of Carnegie Hall with choirs from Idaho and Arizona. Craig Jessup of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will conduct the performance and has been leading the National High School Choral Festival since it started 4 years ago.
The goals of the workshop are to take the highest quality choral orchestral work in the repertoire and give these kids an experience that they could never get in their own schools, and the chance to perform with a professional orchestra, the Orchestra of St. Luke's, with their peers around the nation. I don't know of anything that's quite the equal to this workshop.
The Bentonville High School Chamber Choir is one of four choruses selected to participate in the Carnegie Workshop out of 42 choirs that applied. Located in northwest Arkansas, Bentonville is home to the headquarters of Walmart, and the area's rural roots have been replaced by suburban subdivisions. 3,000 students attend Bentonville High School, which boasts a state-of-the-art football stadium and a Broadway-sized performing arts center. By any standard, the choral program at Bentonville is extraordinary. There are 3 full-time teachers, 11 choirs, and 600 students who sing in them. Department head Terry Hicks has twice been named Teacher of the Year. Over the past 13 years, he's built a program he says even the jocks think is cool.
At Bentonville, we are very, very lucky. There is no stigma that's attached. It's actually celebrated if you're in the choral program.
Soprano Michelle Carter is president of the High School Choir Council.
I love choir. If you could read my t-shirt yesterday, it said choir nerd on it. It's looking to be what's going to be my career. It's where I spend my time, and it's what I love doing.
Of all the choruses at Bentonville High, the Chamber Choir is the pride of the program. They've performed at conferences across the state and in Florida and California. Junior Hunter Klee says it's like being in a family, and from the start of the school year, they meet socially.
We had our first chamber breakfast as a group, and we had ordered our food, and some of us were just getting our plates, and Mr. Hicks said, "Everyone, I have an announcement to make. We have been selected to perform in New York in Carnegie Hall," and I dropped my fork. It was just incredible. Everyone's jaws dropped. It was just stunning.
And so, for several months, the kids in the Bentonville Chamber Choir rehearsed the Carnegie Hall repertoire, anticipating the day that conductor Craig Jessup would come to town to work with them. The day before his arrival, Michelle Carter confessed,
"I'm terrified," because I was actually our choir department's librarian last year, so I went through all of the who knows how many pieces of music in our choir library, and I just remember seeing Mormon Tabernacle, Craig Jessup, on a lot of music.
Well, it's a great honor for me to be with you, and you sound terrific.
And with that, Jessup went to work for 2 days of intense rehearsal.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Five. Up.
He had the chorus use a technique called count singing. Senior and basketball team captain Colin Peterson explains.
It helps you keep like an internal beat, so you can keep up with the rhythm of the music.
Jessup gave some historical background on the composers.
Poulenc knew how to write a melody, and he came out of the style of Fauré, of Debussy, of Ravel.
And he just kept working on musical refinement.
Here's 64, 2, 3, and a 4.
It's been an excellent weekend with these young people. They're extremely well prepared. They're enthused. This is very sophisticated music, very sophisticated. And the kids are eating it up. They're really involved musically and emotionally.
Bentonville Choir Director Terry Hicks found himself emotionally involved, too.
I try to teach the kids that the joy of music is the progression. And to see that happening by stepping back and watching, it was just absolutely wonderful to watch him mold them and watch him pull them through the musical ideas and just to watch the teaching and watch the learning.
The kids were positively giddy, standing in line after rehearsal to have Craig Jessup autograph their scores. And Michelle Carter wasn't terrified anymore.
I am so excited. I can't believe we have to wait another 2 months to perform with Craig again. I can't believe all 5-7 hours of rehearsal, however long we had, it got over so quickly. There's so much more we need to do. I just can't wait to get back on stage with him again.
She's getting her wish this weekend when the Bentonville Chamber Choir and their peers come to New York to prepare for their concert at Carnegie Hall on Monday night. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
And to hear the Bentonville High School Choir in rehearsal, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.